Guys, welcome. I am Joker. This is Better Bachelor, your front row seat to the dumpster fire that is social media and modern dating and all the rest of that good stuff. I'm going to start today's video out with my a disclosure. It's going to be very quick, and a couple of you just heard this in my last video, but I'm doing it on my January 1st, 2021 video. That way, when somebody says, yeah, but you obviously don't like women or you're harsh or mean on women, I can point them back to this video and say, listen to my first of the new year, so I don't have to repeat myself and so I can maybe stop getting a little bit of hate. I like women. I like the way they look. I like the way they smell. I like the way they feel. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing wrong with women except the way women currently act. What they do, their entitlement, their decisions, when it comes to dating, how difficult they make it. I have problems with some of the laws that the, and I'm going to use a new term this year. I'm going to use it womenist instead of feminist. And the reason why I'm going with womenist is because my man Coach Greg Adams uses womenist, and I like it, and I think it's better than girl power advocate, which is what I came up with. So it's what the womenists are pushing as far as laws and the way that society should act and that men are the brunt of all woes in society. That's what I dislike. And that's what I talk about here. And why do I not pump up women? Why do I not say supportive things and not all women? And it's because the media, social media, the news, billboards, movies, commercials, everybody puts forth women in a good light, and I am the counter message, which is you aren't all perfect, and we're going to talk about your flaws so that men, and especially men that either have gone their own way and they don't have interest in dating anymore, this is the reasoning why they have, or that if men are wanting to date and maybe not dating or not having any luck dating, this is also why that maybe it's not working out for you. That's what I'm dedicated here to. But again, perception is not reality, but perception is what people believe. And so when they perceive that I don't like the gals or something like that, they tend to get very harsh on me. That's just your perception. That's not the way I really feel. Now it's time to make fun of women and some of their bad decisions and bad actions, just like I said we were going to. So let's get recording. Today's video is about a gal. That she chased after a very attractive alpha male, a Chad, as we like to say. She chased after a Chad, and he never promised to be in a long-term relationship with her. He never promised they were going to be monogamous. But she felt like she was taken advantage of. And so what does she do? She decides to fake that she's going to have his kid, and she gets money out of him, and she does it for revenge and to make money. And unfortunately, this post also has a lot of likes, which means a lot of people think it was a good idea. So we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about how the laws are unequal when it comes to saying that there is protection involved. In other words, if a man says, hey, everything's cool, you don't have to worry about anything, I've got protection, but either doesn't use it, which is called stealthing, or he pokes some holes in it because he wants a kid, well, that guy can be held accountable by the law. But a woman that says, don't worry about it, I've had my tubes tied, I have tubal litigation, or don't worry about it, I'm on the pill, well, she can lie, and there's no criminal hearings about that. We're going to talk about that. So it's a good idea, gentlemen, that even if you're planning on having kids someday, but you're young, I might say it might not be a bad idea to go get the snip, get a vasectomy, get the snip, get everything cauterized and sealed up there so you don't have any accidents. But make sure to tell the doctor, I would like the option to reverse it someday so he doesn't remove too much Vons deferens, too much of the tubing that needs to be connected to make the hose work. When I went in there, I'm like, take out as much of it as you want. You can leave a foot gap if you want to. I never want kids. I don't want it to happen to me. I don't want accidents. I don't want the things accidentally touching and growing back together and the highway opening back up. I'm out. He refused to do it that much. He said, no, I'm still going to make it so it can be reversible someday. However, I will make sure that it's not close enough they accidentally can rest and reheal. Not that it does very often, but Joker's like no on the kids thing. So let's get started on this hot mess of a story. I want to thank everybody on Reddit in all the various forums. I'm just going to say thank you to everybody that posts things on Reddit, because that's where I get a lot of my information. This is one I saw on Reddit, and I actually saw it on Twitter today. And this is, again, another good post that again, shows men why they're so confused. They just say, I'm not interested in dating. It's too hard. I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused. I'm just out. And again, I'm not saying even if this is fake, I have no way to verify if it's real or not. It looks pretty real. The whole point is that things are so bad that I look at this and I'm like, yeah, I could see that happening. So when people see this, they're like, yeah, I've seen stuff like that, which I have. I don't know if any of you guys have as well. Then you say, well, even if it's fake, I know there are real ones like this because I've seen it. So it's a good, a mock-up of what it's really like dating on Tinder. And this is from the Tinder forum on Reddit. And it's a picture of a young lady. And it says, let's skip the date and F. Want to see some spicy pictures first. So the guy says, what's your number? And she says, not so fast, buddy. Please stop harassing me. And he's like, that makes no sense. There you go. This is dating. This is dating in a nutshell right now. Guys either don't get the matches, or they get the matches. They maybe have a couple of sentences and they go nowhere with it. The girl ends up just drifting away or ghosting. The guy feels like he writes out a paragraph or keeps trying to pull along the conversation, and she doesn't play along. She gives one or two word answers. And here's the other thing, I think. It's not a good place to online, even though online dating is 80% of everybody that dates, it is not a good place to find your equal or even someone that maybe is mentally stable or healthy. So on to the main story here. This is from our confession, or Reddit confession. And she says, I scammed my player out of $800 by faking that I was pregnant and getting rid of it. She says, so a little backstory. I'll tell you why this guy is a Chad or an alpha guy, as we'll say. She says, so a little backstory. I met this guy on Tinder. You can already see where this is going. And we hit it off. We talked for weeks before meeting, as we lived about an hour and a half away from each other. That's how you know it was a high value guy to begin with, because she was willing to just talk with him and set things up for about a week or weeks. She says, I would be the one to drive to him for our first date, even though they lived an hour and a half away from each other. That's number two, how you know he was a very high-valued guy in comparison to her, because he literally did zero effort, and she would drive an hour and a half to see him, which means an hour and a half home. That's a three-hour trip just to get some from this guy. So obviously, he's a few rungs up on the social value or the attractive value than she is. She says, so I get really hot for him. I make the drive and we meet up at his house to go on a date. I get there, the date doesn't happen. He somehow convinced me that he wants to take care of me since the drive was long, and long story short, he massaged my body and his D ended up inside me, LOL. All right, long story short, come on up and see me. The date doesn't happen, but she sleeps with him. Shocking. Who could have not seen this happening? Number one, she met right at his house the first time they were hanging out. Number two, she committed to it, like I said, an hour and a half drive to meet up with him. That right there tells him he knows he can get with her, because she's going way out of her way to be with him. That's how you know. Okay, so a little bit of a massage. Of course, it was let me just unhook this. Let me take your shirt off. And oops, it happened. But notice how she says he somehow convinced me. See, so she still won't take credit for he was hot. I knew it would probably happen. I was driving out all this way. No, it was his fault because he convinced her. She wasn't out for it until he convinced her. So she says, fast forward a few weeks, I'm still the one going to see him each time. We never go out, ever. This is what you call a long-distance booty call, and she knows it, because if she were really unhappy with the situation, she wouldn't have slept with him. If she were really unhappy about sleeping with him, she wouldn't have kept doing it for the next few weeks, and they still don't go out on a date ever. She's just basically driving all this distance to sleep with a guy. She says, I should have known that he wasn't interested in anything serious and cut it off then. But me being naive, oh, you see, I didn't know what I was doing. I'm just naive. I thought he liked me. He was so sweet to me through text and flirty. He basically did the bare minimum. So again, me being naive, I thought he liked me, even though he was doing the bare minimum. So what was he doing that was necessary to be with her? Being good looking, being a little flirty in text, maybe having a six pack or whatever, good looking. That was it. And the rest is she was naive and he convinced me and it's all on him, you see. You notice anywhere in there that he agreed to date or date long term or that he even really liked her? No. So she says, fast forward again, he eventually tells me that he doesn't think this is going to work because he never wanted anything serious. It hurt me so bad. I tried to make it work, but the texts got shorter and more spaced out. Eventually, he went ghost and then blocked me. So now, number one, I can't really shame this guy. I can't say like this dude was a jerk. I can't really say that because A, they never agreed to date exclusively or even date long term. B, she came over for a booty call even though he never took her out. She kept coming back for it. And C, now she's going to turn around and blame it on him because this hurt me so bad because he didn't want anything serious. What made you think he wanted something serious? Now, again, maybe in his texts he said, hey, maybe this is going somewhere. I really like you. I'd like to date you long term. If he did that, bad on him for putting out that message. But she doesn't say anything in here that he did that. And the fact that he was just texting bare minimum and they never went out, he never spent a dime on her for dinner or flowers or a nice date. She drove to him, he banged her, and she went home. But again, it hurt her feelings and devastation. Why? Because she might be a 6 and he's an 8 or a 9. Or she might be a 7 and he's a 10. Or you know what? She might be a 4 and he's a 6. It doesn't matter. The reason why he did it is because he didn't have to leave his house to sleep with a woman. He basically was like having a call girl, except he didn't have to pay anything. So of course he's going to do it. Of course, even if it's below his grade of normalcy, he's like, I'm getting some. And basically all I have to do is let her come in the house for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then she leaves. It's like hiring a maid, except the only thing that gets cleaned is his pipes. Anyway, so she continues on. So what does my crazy A do? I conjure up this great idea to get him back. I downloaded a fake texting app, sent him a long message about how I never wanted to bother him. It was the last thing I wanted to do, but unfortunately, I was pregnant. I was, quote, scared and didn't know what to do, quote. She says, joke's on you, I'm not even pregnant. So he proceeds to tell me that he would help me with paying for getting rid of it. He doesn't give an S about anything else, never even asked what I wanted to do. So boom, just like that, this idiot sends me $800 via Venmo and never even questioned it. He sometimes hits me up to this day on Snapchat and I always think back to this. I feel so guilty and I do regret it. No, you don't. But at the same time, I was hurt. See, again, it's not my fault. I feel guilty and I regret it, but it's not my fault because at the time, I was hurt. So I'm not going to take any responsibility for my bad actions. I was naive, so I'm not taking responsibility for my bad actions. He convinced me, so I'm not taking responsibility for my bad actions. Do you see the mental gymnastics that she's jumping through to put the blame on everybody but herself? Now, again, maybe he wasn't straight up and square up, but everything that she talks about here, there's an excuse on how she can do mental gymnastics to put the fault on him. So he's an idiot. He sent her $800 via Venmo and never even questioned it. He sometimes hits me up to this day on Snapchat. Well, that's a guy that's stupid. And I always think back to this, or maybe he's feeling guilty. I don't know. I always think back to this. She says, I feel so guilty and I do regret it, but time I was hurt. But my conscience won't ever let me forget what I did. What do you guys think? Now on the original, and this is in our confession, and you can search for I scammed my player. And you can search for this. I'm not going to make it easy by putting the name up here because I don't want anybody saying that I'm asking you guys to go out and brigade. I don't like that. I don't like when people go out and brigade it, but this isn't on an open forum. So your opinions are going there and is just completely valid. So here's the thing. The reason why I want to talk about this story is, number one, she jumped through hoops to put all the blame on him. It's all his fault. I did nothing wrong. We already talked about that. Number two, she scammed him by using one of the oldest tricks in the book. And women use this when they want the guy to marry them. They use this trick when they want to keep the boyfriend around. They use this trick when they think it'll fix a relationship and keep the husband or the boyfriend around. They, again, use it to scam and on this occasion. But what can men do about it? You see, women have about 18 different forms of contraception. As a matter of fact, if you go to WebMD or I think one of the other sites out there, they list them out. I counted. I think it's anywhere between 13 and 18. But when you get up towards 18, I think it's abstinence, like not doing it at all. Or number two, the pray and spray, where you withdraw before you make a deposit, if you know what I'm saying. But there's tons and tons for women. What do guys have? They have the pray and spray, which is pull out and hope, you know, none got in there. They have, of course, the traditional prophylactic, the Jimmy hat, as it were. And they have a vasectomy, getting a snip, and that's about it. So here's and this is a website I wanted to bring up at the same time as this other one. I did a video on this a long time back, but this is an investigative, like a news investigation done by Inside Edition. I don't know if it's all that and great, but they are confirming what I confirmed when I talked about this last time. Fakeababy.com provides positive pregnancy tests and sonograms, including sonograms. Some use it to dupe their lovers. Oh, shocking. I never saw that could possibly happen. What is apparently intended to be a great gag gift has been used by some women to convince their boyfriends they're having a kid. From bogus baby bumps to ultrasounds and hospital records, fakeababy.com sells everything one needs to fool someone into thinking they're pregnant. They say they are gag gifts, but for some, it's no laughing matter. Again, look at the story I just read. One woman who has to be identified by her first name, Danielle, admits she used materials from this website to convince her boyfriend she was pregnant in an effort to save their relationship. She said, I faked the baby. I faked my baby, Danielle told Inside Edition's chief investigative correspondent, Lisa Guerrero. I faked a pregnancy. Danielle's boyfriend, Mark, took the bait. Well, of course he would if she's shown up with sonograms and a test and a DNA and a fake baby bump or whatever else in a photo. Says there was a document from a local hospital stating that she's pregnant. Let me read that again. There was a document from a local hospital stating that she's pregnant. This is a gag gift, apparently. My A. This is a way to trick men into doing what the women want them to do out of fear. Out of fear they might be a dad, out of fear they weren't ready for this, out of fear of child support. This is manipulation, but it's legal, you see, because it's the women doing it to the men. The website's sonograms and paperwork all say for entertainment purposes only, but Danielle showed Inside Edition how easy it is to cut off the label. I knew that if I told him the truth, he'd probably walk away, and I didn't want to lose him, she said, fighting tears. Mark is not alone. Inside Edition found other men say they have been fooled. Now, is Fake a Baby taken down? No, it's still an active website, I believe. I haven't typed it in and checked it. Let me do that right now. It's still active. And this was the site that I talked about. I think I did this 6-8 months ago. But yeah, fake ultrasounds, sonograms, here it all is. Fake bumps, fake everything. And these are ranged from like $19 to $15. Man, this is no joke, fellas. This is messed up. Like, this is seriously messed up. They continue on. Eric Nivelle of State College, Pennsylvania, said his ex-girlfriend used a sonogram and documents from Fake a Baby to con him into proposing. He said that he even spent thousands of dollars to lease a new house big enough for the three of them. He said, I was very convinced she was pregnant, he told Inside Edition. She played me like a fiddle. Her lie finally came crashing down when Nivelle says he discovered an email from them on his computer, or on her computer. Dr. Rebecca Brightman, a Manhattan OBGYN, said the ultrasounds and documents provided by the site look very convincing to the untrained eye. She said, "I don't think it's funny. It's really scary. The more I delved into this myself, the more I realized how this is really a setup for abuse. And there are others who are trying to pull a profit on these fake pregnancies. While it's not illegal, Inside Edition found dozens of ads on Craigslist from expecting women offering their positive tests for a price. One Craigslist ad reads, whether you're using it for your own amusement or to blackmail the CEO of wherever or whoever you're having an affair with, I don't care at all. This is a no questions asked type of deal, selling two tests for $50. She said, basically, as you called me, I peed in a bottle and ran it to the store, said one woman. Then she said, Guerrero then revealed to the surprise seller that she was with Inside Edition. Guerrero said, some people would call it, say this is unethical. And the woman that was selling the test said, I 100% agree with that. Despite the fakery, Mark and Danielle are now back together and trying to keep what happened from ruining their very real lives. So this dummy that got faked out and tricked into staying with his girlfriend that he was thinking about leaving anyway, decided to stay with her. Nothing like saying, I think I'm going to leave her, but because she lied to me and tricked me, I'm definitely going to stay with her. I mean, talk about an idiot. Moving on. Now, this is a question a woman wrote to lawyers.com, a legal website or legal advice website. And the people that answer here usually are lawyers, and they come here and give like little tidbits of advice for free. She writes, I'm 1 month pregnant. I told the father of my child that I was on birth control. I'm not. He doesn't want the kid. Can he sue me for lying, since my lie is the reason I got pregnant? Could my lie somehow affect the child support? There are 9 answers. I will give you the brief summary. I'm not going to read through every answer, but here's the first one, and they're all 9 the same. No and no. If he truly didn't want a baby, he had the choice not to unzip his pants. Now, they're not all like that. Basically, they're all saying, no, you can't get sued, or you can't get away. He can't get away from this. He's stuck. So the answer from somebody here, now, again, this is a lawyer, and they all have their own opinions, but his answer or her answer is no. If he didn't want it, he should have kept it in his pants. But he was lied to. Does that count for nothing? If your answer is yes, then why do these websites still exist? Why don't men get more say when it comes down to rearing the kid? If it's, hey, she lied to me, she can have it, but I don't want to be financially responsible to it, and I don't want to be the dad. But they're still held responsible fiscally. They're still held for the care of the child when it's the man that was lied to. But what happens when the woman is lied to? Well, guess what? Criminal proceedings can sometimes be gone after in the guy's case. So this is from thewalrus.ca. And this is a very long article. I'll leave links down to this stuff down below. But this is a little bit of legal ease, a little bit of lawyer talk here. But I'm going to read through this, and then I'll give you a summary. Says the majority of Nova Scotia Court of Appeal convicted Hutchinson of assault, basically, of bedroom assault, spicy assault, holding that there was no consent. The complainant had agreed to protected, not unprotected, intimacy. Under this analysis, fooling around with protection is legally different from fooling around without one. And they go into, again, a lot. They get down into this. If you'd like to read more into the case itself, then you can. And it went up to the Supreme Court of Canada. And it was a split decision. But the majority and dissenting justices agreed that this guy basically had harmed his former partner. They call it stealthing, where the guy agrees to use one, some protection, and then he takes it off and goes about his business anyway. They call that stealthing, and it was agreed upon that what he did was wrong, that it was illegal and harmful. But when they come down here and they talk about the no consent from a woman's view, they say, as a result, our Supreme Court, and this is Canada again, as a result, our Supreme Court adopted the narrower, conceptually neater protection that results from the canceled consent approach. It found that the complainant had consented to the act, the bedroom act, but that the sabotaged protection had exposed the complainant to a risk of bodily harm, in other words, pregnancy, and as such, her consent did not count. So this is another case where a guy poked holes in it. He put it on because he wanted to get her in the motherly way. And they said, no, that's harmful. That's harmful. Even though he wore it, they said it's harmful because you're putting her risk of bodily harm. In other words, being pregnant. In the consequences of The consequences of Hutchinson played out earlier this year in a PP versus DD, which I think are maybe the people involved in the lawsuit. A decision released recently by the Ontario Court of Appeal in PP, the plaintiff and the defendant were in a brief romantic relationship that resulted in a child. The plaintiff alleged that the defendant had lied to him about being on birth control, and that this lie had both robbed him of the ability to choose the timing and the circumstances of the birth of his first child and exposed him to the significant expense of childcare. In this case, the plaintiff chose to seek a remedy in civil court, meaning essentially that he wanted damages, not the imposition of criminal liability, arguing that the defendant had defrauded him. The plaintiff's case in this case failed, mostly for policy reasons. Canadian law, like many other jurisdictions, is extremely reluctant to recognize any cause of action that might allow people to circumvent child support obligations. But the Court of Appeal also commented on whether the plaintiff could advance a claim for battery, which is a harm. The non-criminal counterpart of assault, relying on Hutchinson, the Court of Appeal concluded that the plaintiff's consent to the bedroom fun he had with the defendant had not been canceled out by her alleged fraud, because a woman who lies about being on birth control does not expose her male partner to any risk of significant bodily harm. So let me sum this all up for you. A, if a guy says he'll wear something and takes it off during the act, and she gets pregnant, or even if she doesn't get pregnant, it's his fault and he can be held liable because he doesn't now have her consent. In other words, the consent's gone if he's not wearing protection that he agreed to. Now, if he pokes holes in it because he does want to get her pregnant, he's also held liable because he's putting her at risk for bodily harm. If she lies about it, there's nothing he can do because she's putting her own risk or her own body at harm, so to speak. And there's nothing that he can do about it, even though it's not bodily harm to him. It's financial harm over the next 18 years. And what if he wants to have, what if he wants to be a part of this child's life? She can deny him. She can deny him. So if now basically she's taken half of his DNA, she has a child that's half his, but she can deny him of parental rights and she can get him for 18 years of child support, even though she lied about it. Do you see the double standards that bother me so much about this stuff? It's all double standards. If a guy tries to do it, it's his fault. If a woman does it, it's not her fault and he's still held liable. Unbelievable stuff. Now, last thing I'll sum it up is here. Guys, even if you use protection, even though it may not be healthy for the plumbing of wherever you are, make sure you flush it every single time. Do not leave it unguarded or unprotected with your little juice at the end of this thing, because she can turn it inside out, do a little insert. And yes, women have gotten the motherly way this way. There was a basketball or a football player that ended up having to pay millions in child support because she took it and did this. And the court's like, sorry, nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. Unbelievable. So guys, snip it. That's like, and then after the snip, go back in 90 days and make sure you get your juice retested to make sure that you are 100% sterile. That's not a suggestion. If you're going to get the snip, definitely go back in 90 days, because a lot of guys assume they're good and they probably are, but go back and make sure that you get double checked. I did. And there's nothing better to hear. Nope. Free and clear. Not one little alive swimmer in there. That's a good feeling to have. Number two, again, if you use protection, make sure you flush that down. And if you have had the snip snip, you know, be careful. Make sure that if you are going to be without other protection, that it's vetted, that you're going to be monogamous. That doesn't guarantee you, though, that she's not going to be monogamous. So you never know. The last thing I want to talk about is the challenge. Why haven't men had better birth control out there for them? They have come up with different gels that they can inject into the Vons Deferens, which is that's the tube your swimmers come down. That there is a gel that they can put in there that will stop and block the swimmers from coming out, as it were. You have to go back and do it quite often, and then they can flush it out. But the problem is, and basically all of it boils down to, especially when it comes to an oral contraceptive, is that it's much harder to stop like a millions of bullets. It's a lot harder to stop millions of bullets going towards a target than it is to just cover the target. And that's basically, and I'll leave these links down below, but it's easier to protect the one or to coat the one egg to where it can't stick to the sidewalls. And even if it does get fertilized, it still bounces and gets flushed out on the monthly cycle. It's easier to stop that from happening than it is to stop millions of swimmers, because some of those guys are really determined to make things happen. They have come a long way with it, but 83% of men said they would use it if it was available. So it doesn't, there are articles out there that's like, oh, men don't want to take responsibility and they want to put it on the women and they don't care. It's not the truth. Men would take it. 83% said they'd take it if it were available, but it's just not available to the point. So again, snip, snip, it'll cover your long-term financial responsibilities. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it there. Now it is time for the dating profile of the day. I actually have two of them for you today. They're both on similar themes. This picture, now, while I have blurted out her face is very attractive. She's a very pretty woman. She's 26. That's irrelevant. The part is, imagine now you're a 26-year-old man and you want to date. Is this the person that you would look for? She says, I'm a medical assistant. I'm 26. She is attractive, by the way. Before you match with me, I'm making it known I do have 5 babies. So if you're okay with that, then let's go. 5. If you have 1 kid of your own, you now have the Brady Bunch, because there were 6 kids, 3 boys, 3 girls. All you have to do is show up and have 1 kid yourself, and you've now got the Brady Bunch. You've got the start of a great basketball team. She's got her own basketball team. Unbelievable. At 26 years old. I got nothing. Here's another one. 31. She's a mama of 5 beautiful mixed kids. I work and take care of my kids, and that's about it. I don't blame you. Working and taking care of 5 kids is like having 2.5 jobs. Good on you for being a mom, and good on you for working and taking care of your kids. But I have to assume that to take care of 5 kids, you're imposing on a family member probably, because I don't know any single person that could afford daycare or child custody for 5 kids, unless... maybe those 5 kids are coming from multiple fathers that are writing big checks and the government's helping, and then maybe then she could afford it, but I don't know. She says, please don't come at me with any games or BS. Sweetheart, I don't know what to tell you, but the last 5 guys or 3 guys or 2, whoever came at you that gave you those 5 kids, those were the ones that were coming at you with the games and the BS. And you know, if you're a goalie on a hockey team, you let every puck in. You got a lot of pucks going on. You know what I'm saying? You got pucked. Now's not the time to start doing the gatekeeping and telling guys to get away. It's too late. It's too late. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. And I've got more videos coming out on Odd Man Out, my news channel. I haven't figured out what kind of news stories I'm going to do over there. I'm probably going to do movie reviews. I might do some video game reviews. I'll probably do some regular news. I'll probably stay away from politics because I'm tired of that stuff. It's been 4 years. But I'll probably do a little mixed bag of everything. And if you like my content, you just want to watch for something to do and watch my bald A talk about stuff, you're more than welcome. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, protect yourselves, fellas, because the court won't do it. The law won't do it. No one else is going to do it. No one else has your back. You got to have your own back because it's not coming from courts or society. You're on your own.